Eligibility may vary by state.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We have enormous problems with our debt. Our debt is approaching 100% of our gross domestic product. Our whole economy is equal to our debt now. That's a real problem. One of the things that I think really got me about his budget when I saw the proposals, that some of it's a 10-year plan. He's going to spend $46 trillion over 10 years. Just the mind-boggling nature of that number. But it's also going to double the amount of debt. When he came into office, there was $8 billion in debt. I complained about the Republicans. I'm one of the few who ran in the primary saying Republicans weren't doing a good job. He's going to leave office if he wins another term with $27 billion. He's going to triple the debt during his period of time. And it's not just whether it's Democrats versus Republicans. It's can the country sustain that level of debt?
And is it a statement of our values to deprive women of primary care? When it comes to health and education, Republicans put women and children last.
Well, there you have the two radically different points of view on the budget process, Nancy Pelosi and Rand Paul. What do you think? 800-510-8255. The budget is where we get started in this hour of our Talk Radio Countdown Show, reviewing the hot hits in talk radio and the discussion of the president's budget, what the Republicans can do to fix it or not. Some of the right-of-center folks in Congress trying to cut arts funding. Democrats seek to restore family planning and health research funds. This debate continues. Sweeping spending bill, trying to clean up the budget mess. Is it possible to do that, or are we back in polarization city? 800-510-8255. I'm Doug Steffen here. This hour, as I say, begins with a focus on the budget by going to talk host Michael Brown's program, who speaks frankly about what the president is or isn't doing in his mind.
The president printed his, you know, multi-thousand page budget from the Office of Management and Budget and threw it up on Capitol Hill. It was such a waste of money. They print this 2,000 or 3,000 page book, OMB does, and they box it up and they haul these huge boxes up to Capitol Hill. I don't know how much it costs to print the stupid thing, but that alone could save money, and actually for you do-gooders out there, it'd save some trees. Instead, put it online. Obama says we're in the digital age. Put the budget is online, but I'm saying transmit it digitally. We don't need a big honking phone book size budget to look at. And, of course, at the state level, legislators are in session, and they're looking at budgets, too. Now, first, with respect to the federal budget, it's dead. It's absolutely dead. This president, I assume he heard the American people, and he heard them with respect to what was going on with the economy. And his proposal was to put together a $3.6 or $3.7 trillion budget, of which $1.7 trillion is borrowed money. Now, think about that at home. Here's what you do at home. This evening after work, when you get home to dinner, you and the wife or you and the husband or you and the boyfriend, girlfriend, or you and the dog sit down at the dinner table and you say, here's what we're going to do. I know we make $25,000 a year, but the budget for the rest of 2011 is going to be $50,000. And then you call me and tell me how long that lasts. We are spending ourselves into oblivion. And we have reached that Malcolm Gladwell tipping point that says, we're not going to make it any further. It is unsustainable. And what frustrates me as much about the president's budget, and I know I need to be patient. In fact, that story's around here somewhere. The president actually said at his news conference on Monday, I think it was, that we need to learn to be patient. Well, I think the time for patience expired a long time ago. But he says that if we'll stick with his budget, over time, we'll be able to reduce the deficit. That is pure, unadulterated hogwash. It's not true at all. And how he can stand up there in the West Wing, in the Brady briefing room, and say those things is beyond pale. I don't get how he can bald-faced lie about this budget.
There's a Michael Brown on his radio program focusing on the president and not telling the truth about the budget. What do you think about this budget? How does it affect you? I keep looking at these stories, and I'll highlight some of them. As I'm in California, there are a lot of local stories, local school boards, municipalities affected by this, the state, and this has to be the same probably pretty much where everybody is that's listening to this program. From a talk radio interview this week, Tony Blankley, who is with the Washington Times, talks about the surprising way the media, the news media, the press corps, went after the president as he tried to defend this budget.
I was pleasantly surprised that the press corps, the White House press corps, that has been a great friend of the administration, from beginning to end of the press conference yesterday, was very tough on the president. The Washington Post had an editorial yesterday morning, you know, saying the president punted. And I think, you know, the president's obviously playing the same template, the same cards that Clinton played against Newton and our team back in 95. Accused, you know, don't make any proposals, don't deal with the problem, and any efforts the Republicans make to deal with the problem, call it irresponsible and draconian and cruel and heartless.
Right.
And that sort of worked for Clinton last time, but I'm not sure that that's the smart play this time. And Obama got it, the president got a taste of it yesterday. But, I mean, the lead question from the Associated Press, which has not been hostile to this administration, was very tough. And basically, almost all the commentary from the Boston Globe to the Washington Post, all the liberal editorial pages have ripped into the president for not showing leadership, because the difference is that now everybody understands that we've got to do something pretty dramatic, or it's going to be the death of our economy. And so the president has obviously chosen to play what people in town have always thought to be the shrewd rather than the leadership hand. And we'll see whether it's shrewd. But I kind of live in a little bit of hope that the public's, you know, look to the facts. They're better informed because of talk radio and the internet.
Yeah.
And I don't know that they're going to be suckers for the all the charges that liberals and Democrats usually make against any effort to rein in the deficit.
Tony Blankley, with a focus on his surprise. Is the news media doing its job or not? A lot of what people talk about on the radio comes as a result of reporting in the news. That's why we call it News Talk Radio. So we'll get to some more of this as we go to some of the news sources. That's up next here on The Countdown.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish. Two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
If you have dark circles and under-eye bags, we have some exciting news. We want to celebrate selling our millionth jar of Hydralyze Advanced Under-Eye Cream, and we're giving away as many risk-free trials as we can in the next 24 hours. To take part in our Million Jar celebration, call 1-800-754-6806 in the next 24 hours to find out how you can try Hydralyze free for 30 days. The clinically proven ingredients in Hydralyze visibly erase dark circles and under-eye bags, whether they're due to stress, aging, fatigue, even your diet. It works so well, we've sold 1 million jars. Now we want to celebrate by letting you try it absolutely risk-free. All celebrations have to come to an end, so this radio offer will not last forever. If you suffer from dark under-eye circles and bags, this is your chance to visibly erase them risk-free. Call now for your risk-free trial of Hydralyze. If lines are busy, call again. That's 1-800-754-6806. 1-800-754-6806.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
April.
Yeah?
So you know your charger that's plugged into the wall? It's still using energy, even though it's not attached to a phone.
That's not my charger. I don't even have a cell phone. You know what? I'll just unplug it.
I'm busy. I'll call you back.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Thanks to KMNY in Dallas, KXYZ in Houston, and KRCM in Beaumont, Texas, some of the Texas affiliates who carry the Talk Radio Countdown show. I'm Doug Steffen, on with the countdown now to an excerpt from Cisco Cotto's radio program, where he talks to Fox News analyst Juan Williams about the press conference the president had in his defense of the budget.
For starters, I mean, let's talk about the tone of the questioning to the president. I was a little surprised. It kind of seemed like they were going at him a little bit.
I think deservedly so. I think it's a real question of leadership on the critical issue of our day, which is, you know, the federal government's budget just being way out of whack. And here's the president who had a presidential commission, a deficit commission, say here are the steps that we need to take as an American people in order to get the budget straight, to prevent inflation from rocketing out of sight, to protect the ability to, you know, invest in defense spending critical to our national security. The president didn't adopt any of their recommendations, and then he comes out with a budget that really is sheepish in terms of saying, oh, we're going to have a five-year freeze. This is a long trajectory in which we can eventually hope to cut down, some of the discretionary domestic spending. He doesn't take on Social Security. He doesn't take on Medicare or Medicaid spending. And those are the big-ticket items. That's what we have to do in order to get the budget straight. Now, I will say in his defense, you don't see the Republicans doing this either, but, of course, he's the president, and I think that's why the press corps yesterday said, hey, where's the leadership from the executive?
Yeah, that's what we are expecting, even people who disagree with him. Now, what he's allowed is he's allowed conservatives to be able to raise that leadership question with him. Of course, they're not going to like whatever he proposes, but he's given them an in now to be able to go out there. I've heard it. It must be a talking point now because I've heard it all over, people saying, where's the leadership?
Where's the leader? Well, you know, I mean, I think it's fair, don't you? He's the president. I mean,
yeah.
I understand that, you know, the White House says, well, why should we go first and get beat up by people who are going to say, cut my Medicare benefits, cut my Social Security, I'll show you, and run over to the Republican side for their votes. But I understand Republicans need to step up, too. There has to be a notion of shared sacrifice. So from the White House perspective, they advertise this as a placeholder. You know, let's see if we can develop some trust, if the Republicans and the Democrats can sit down and present this together to the American people so you're not giving a political weapon to your opponent, be Democrat or Republican, in what's going to be a very difficult discussion about, you know, it's a family table discussion about what we can't afford.
We can afford some things, can't afford other things. Man, you got to figure it's got to go down a lot more than any proposals that we've heard so far. Juan Williams there talking about the president and the press. The House sending mixed signals, canceling $450 million for a costly alternative engine to the next generation F-35. The Pentagon wanted that. And then they turned around and approved amendments by Democrats to ease cuts to economic development grants and popular grant programs. So are the only ones who are really protesting the Tea Party people? The others are fighting, but not fighting that hard, the other Republicans?
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello folks, this is Steve Shank. This week we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods, we've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 after the hour. Doug Steffen here on the countdown with the focus on the possibility of a government shutdown, the budget in general, what people want to see cut, what the culture of the cuts are, whether it's the left and they like Planned Parenthood and the right doesn't, and on it goes. What do you think ought to be cut? Here's Jane calling our countdown at 800-510-8255.
I think the 200,000 new government employees Obama's hired needs to go. The 30% increase in EPA needs to go. The 44 million people running around with these food stamp cards, they can't spend all that money, so they'll give you $20 if you'll let them pay for your groceries, and they just throw stuff in their buggy without even looking at the cost of it, because when it's free to them, they don't care. Also, these agricultural subsidies, all that is driving up the cost of food. The people out here can't even live. And all these bases that we have overseas, it's about time the people in Europe and Japan and Korea and everywhere else start providing for their own defense. We're broke.
All right. Well, there's some truth to some of what she says, and some of it's hyperbole, which is the case, obviously, with whatever points of view are put forth. 800-510-8255. Bob in Virginia listening to the Big Talker 1580.
This stuff, what they're doing about making these bills that are going to come into effect 2, 3, 4, 10 years, they got to do something now. And they ought to start by changing the tax and putting it on a flat rate and make it effective next year. They ought to do something to make this tax-free status of religion, because, you know, let's put it this way. If some people want to pay to go to hell, the other people paying to go to heaven ought to pay their fair share. And they ought to take and let the people vote more. We've got all this electronic stuff now, and we could change the way Congress and Senate does business by letting the people have the final say, give them the electronic vote every week or every 2 weeks on bills and stuff, and this country would change for the best.
That'd be interesting. We have the technology to do it. Yeah, referendum questions every week. Friday is vote day, right? Okay, budget callers, as you know, one of the things we do here is take signs from people, calls from people, and edit them, put them together with similar thoughts. Here's a representative sampling of what you're saying about the budget cuts.
First off, it'd be foreign aid to all countries, Homeland Security, anything that funds the Patriot Act or the Young Patriot Act, DEA, corporations, and all these other subsidies, these farmers, and anything else that's not under the Constitution there. And I hope these people hear me loud and clear.
Social Security has absolutely nothing to do with the deficit. That's a pay-as-you-go program, or you can cut that to death, and you're not going to help the deficit. But what I would cut, some of the stuff I would cut, would be I'd cut both WARS and Prescription D program off of the budget to start with and go back to like Bush had it, so then the budget would look better to start with. Then we could all keep going on like that and play the little game that all these Republicans have loved to play, that now all of a sudden we're hurting. Of course, we were hurting just as bad under Bush and them, but we didn't have it on the budget, so we could play little counting games. Another thing I would do is I would start cutting all the subsidies for oil, coal, gas, exploration that you have out west. Most of them states, we subsidize all their business. I would also start charging a going rate to run cattle on federal land. We have all that out west. They enjoy all our federal land and don't pay the actual federal or the going rate for running cattle on federal land for pasteurized or for feeding them off of all of our land.
First thing I'd do is cut the Department of Energy out. They produce no energy, and they stop us from producing. Secondly, one thing I do not understand, we give out free meals at schools, but yet we give out food stamps. Is this ignorant or what? You got free food because we give you food stamps. Pack the kettle lunch. There's no way I should be paying for free meals for you at school.
We need to go through the entire budget. Go to Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution. There's only 17 things the government's allowed to do. Anything they're not allowed to do, you cut it from the budget.
Cut it. There it is. Okay, speaking of cutting it, we'll pause now. Back with the Middle Eastern focus on the countdown.
Can I make a deal with you? I'll give you $100, and you can give me $1,000. Sound crazy? Well, if you're carrying a balance on your credit card month after month, you've already taken that bad deal. That's right. You've made a deal with a credit card company that could be costing you thousands in high interest and late fees. If you want to get debt-free once and for all, you need to call Credit Guard of America right now for free information. Just call 1-800-724-1077. We work directly with your creditors to lower your interest rates, stop the collection calls, and eliminate your late fees. Then we roll everything into one affordable monthly payment, so you can get debt-free and stay debt-free. It's that simple. No more credit card payments, no more collection calls. If you made a bad deal with the credit card company, it's time to get debt-free starting today. Call Credit Guard of America for free information. 1-800-724-1077. That's 1-800-724-1077.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Can everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to DiscountDoubleCheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
So, Lisa, mucus, what brings you to counseling?
Sinus congestion.
And she blames me.
You are mucus.
Well, did you ever think it's swelling due to nasal inflammation?
I assume.
Yeah, there she goes.
Mucus, please. It's more constructive to offer a solution.
Okay. New Advil Congestion Relief. It treats the real problem of sinus congestion with the strength of Advil and an effective decongestant.
Everyone feel better?
Much.
New Advil Congestion Relief, the right sinus medicine for the real problem.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When the collapse happens, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with
Extendivite. Come.
Past the hour, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, dealing with technology and information. We put them together, and what do we have? Your calls at 800-510-8255. Gary in Pasadena with some thoughts on the Republicans now.
The reality of it is this. The GOP is using this economic downturn, which they created, to enact the same policies that they argued for when the economy was good. It's just kind of, it's opportunistic. And if you look at it, number one, the employees have agreed to all of the governor's demands and then some. And the governor's still saying, sure, yes, you agreed to all of my 99% of my demands, but the only one that he's holding out for is to get rid of the unions. And the public sector people workers are overwhelmingly middle class. And if you look at it here, about a week ago, the CEO of J.P. Morgan got a $17 million bonus. Yet our economy is going to be better off if we take money from the middle class. I just think it's pretty much a war on the middle class right now.
Well, that's a one-sided way of looking at it. You made some good points there, Gary. As a matter of fact, Republicans have used the protests to advance their agenda, the same as the Democrats do. They may not have the same agenda, but they use these sorts of things. That's why getting rid of the two-party system and dealing with agendas and issues may be the right way to go here. But come on, when you hear and you know and you sense the abuses that have come as a result of a lot of people who have worked for unions, especially in the public sector, you know as well as I do. Come on, these people that keep calling, oh, we've got great people. Yeah, there are some good people. If they're good, why do they need the union to hide behind? The only time a union makes any sense these days is if you're trying to protect somebody who's no good. Other than that, if you are good, you'll rise to the top. Robert in Georgia with a thought on unions.
You know, I think that the Democrats, the smartest move, you know, the pendulum's got to swing both ways. And Americans will sit around and really complain but not do anything until their rights are totally gone. And these union things have provided so many things that people take for granted. 5-day work week, 40-hour work week, you know, holidays off, weekends off, child labor laws. And these things are vital to the American middle class and the people that want to reach middle class status. And the American public will not realize how important this is until it's gone. The only unions left are basically the public sector unions. The private sector has pretty much been done away with. I live in a right-to-work state in Georgia, and you can see it every day with people getting laid off with very little consequences whatsoever. And I'm afraid, that the uprising that you see across the globe is going to happen in America if the rich do not continue, if they continue to amass wealth and power and prestige in both parties. There is no party representing the American people anymore. The Tea Party is bought and paid for by the Koch brothers. The Democratic Party is center-right. There is no liberal party that's representing the will of the masses of the people. And even the unions have failed to really take care of the average middle class.
The Koch brothers, K-O-C-H, those are the brothers that control. Father actually started the John Birch Society. They control a lot of oil here, the largest of these types of privately owned companies, not only in this country, but I think in the world. Their agenda is the Tea Party. They spent a lot of money in the election cycle last year. They were the beneficiaries in a certain way of the change. But what we're failing to realize here is that there is no money to do anymore what these unions, they pushed everybody to the brink. The politicians all want to say yes, and they can't. So that's really why we have the problem we have. Want to argue the case? Help yourself. 800-510-8255. Carol, listening to WVNJ in New Jersey.
I am a retired substitute teacher, and my husband is a teacher also. We vowed never to be a member of the New Jersey education unions out here, but they still took $900 out of our pay every year because it was, I guess they call it, a closed shop. But and let me tell you, the unions were needed at one time, but they're not needed anymore. They were needed when everybody was working too many hours and children were being used for labor. But I actually sit behind the desk of these teachers, and I see the incompetence that is protected by the union, the dead wood that sits there and gives kids papers to work on, and then they sit there and read their newspaper. And I can see that because I'm in their desk. I'm in there looking at their paperwork. I'm looking at their lesson plans. And it is for unions to actually be able to donate money to campaigns to put people in election is absolutely wrong. And if the unions are going to survive, they're going to have to be more reasonable, because the rest of the public out here, like myself, now retired, and I don't get a pension because, of course, I was a substitute teacher, but I bought a little cafe, and I'm working 90 hours a week trying to make it survive. And a union person would never understand that.
Well, they might understand it after they lost their job because they are riffed. Reduction in force is taking place in Wisconsin, and the focus here really is not just on Wisconsin, but all these other states as well. Everybody's going through the same thing. The city of Los Angeles is going through it. There are protesters who have and some committed civil disobedience to service the cause here. And I think that's an important part of all of the understanding here. 800-510-8255. Jacob next thinks we have to have unions.
Unions, they're still needed. I mean, imagine if they weren't here. Who's going to protect the workers? I think the problem with Wisconsin is that they're attacking, or at least trying to go about the problem the wrong way. I mean, in December, if I'm not mistaken, they passed the tax cut back in December. And you want to talk about living beyond your means? I mean, if they're facing a $137 million deficit, and they're passing the tax cuts, they're going to add on to that deficit, and then ask the unions in return to be the ones to pay for that bill, I think that's unfair. I think everybody has to pitch in here. I mean, I think firefighters, police officers, everyone, not just the teachers. I mean, unions are here, and I think that they do a very wonderful service to the people of this country, and to suggest that they're no longer needed, I think, is just completely wrong.
Isn't it interesting, depending on where you live, what your family background is, that more or less predicates what you think about unions and lots of other things as well. It's our environment that determines how we think usually and how we act. 800-510-8255. He mentioned firefighters. You know how useless most firefighters, not firefighters, but the fire departments. It's not about the people. It's about the institution that's been created. In many, I guess I would have to say, most cities, let's say there's 100,000 or more population in a community. Yeah, you need some firefighters there. You need some equipment. But for the most part, firefighters around the country, and by the way, the many of these communities that are close to each other would be well served to put the departments together and save lots of money. These people have gotten into the fabric and fiber of our lives, so they come up with justifications to exist. But when you really drill down, when you really examine, when you really understand what goes on in most fire departments, it's basically a big goose egg. Nothing goes on. There may be some fire departments that have their fire rescue. That stuff can be that can be hired out, as there are plenty of companies that do that around the country. And we don't have to pay all of these excess union wages and retirements. The firefighters in most communities really don't do anything. They don't think about how many fires there are in your town. How often does the firefighter and the fire truck respond to something that really, really, really needs his specific brand of service? We have a great tradition in this country. Little smaller areas have the volunteer fire department. They get trained. Many of them, I know a couple of communities near where I live in Massachusetts, they sleep in the firehouse one or two nights a week, and if there's a fire. But in one community, there was one fire all of last year. They have three fire trucks. They have a full-time person who's the chief, and the rest of the people there serve. One of the communities gives a tax break to the people that are on the firefighters union, but or in the fire force. The rest of it, and again, the community that I live in, there were two or three fires last year, no homes destroyed, a little damage to some buildings. So for that, we spent almost $8 million. I think it was $7.45 million in salaries, buying all these trucks. These guys ride around and check the fire hydrant. And they work one day, and they're off two. They have a 24-hour cycle. And they have jobs on the side, companies on the side. And that's great. But under the circumstances, they don't, any of them, want to cut the number of men on the fire force. Or under the circumstances here, my suggestion has been that you take what it costs. Let's say it's $7 million in this community. So you set aside last year, how much damage was done? Take the rolling average of the last 3 years of how much damage was done. Let's say it was $2 million. It wasn't. It wasn't even close to that. But let's say you put aside a reserve of $2 million, and you get rid of all the firefighters, and you have a volunteer force, and when there is a fire, they go respond to it. And if the house burns down, it's worth $400,000. The people that own the house get $400,000 out of the $2 million the bank that we put aside of $2 million. You've saved $5 million. And this is workable. It's doable. It's intelligent. But yet, if you belong to a firefighters union, oh, my God. And this is what's killing the taxpayer. People are going to stop paying. There's going to be a wholesale revolution if people don't get it. And that's, you know, I think where we are now in Wisconsin, frankly. What do you think? 800-510-8255. It's 16 before the hour on the countdown.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to discountdoublecheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
My grandfather got me started collecting coins when I was very young. And after all these years, I still get a special kick out of holding a classic U.S. gold coin in my hand. After all, millions of them were melted down during the Depression, so a classic U.S. gold coin is really hard to find these days. But now the New York Mint is releasing a small hoard of classic U.S. gold coins that was recently discovered in the vault of a bank in Paris, France, of all places. All of them are uncirculated and over 100 years old. Well, I had to call. I mean, who knows when they'll ever find a collection of gold coins like this again. And once they're gone, they're gone. So, if you want to get your hands on a classic U.S. gold coin, You better call now.
Don't miss your chance to own a valuable piece of American history. For free historical information and free collector's DVD, call now. 1-800-914-1029. That's 1-800-914-1029. 1-800-914-1029.
Live from Progressive.
Hello again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Matthew, you know energy-saving light bulbs last 6 times longer than that old bulb in your lamp.
Yeah, well, I don't even live here.
Matthew, dinner's ready.
I never met that woman.
It's your favorite, Matt. Lasagna.
Don't you people knock?
Just give me the energy saver.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
Welcome to Ask the Mermaid. Sarah from Detroit, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Mermaid. Listen, you gotta help me. My adorable mother-in-law is coming over, and I need to whip up the world's best dinner fast, or I'll never hear the end of it.
Don't panic. Chicken of the Sea is fresh, great-tasting tuna, combined with one of our quick and delicious recipes found on chickenofthesea.com, and your mother-in-law will be speechless.
Well, one can only hope.
Ask any mermaid you happen to see. What's the best tuna? Chicken of the Sea.
800-510-8255. Wisconsin has become the battleground, and the Talk Radio Countdown Show is focusing on unions now. You can see it happening in Ohio. You can see it happening in lots of states now. And this is the same, although you may or may not understand this, it is basically the same thing that's going on in the Middle East and the protests in China. It's all about government and its heavy hand. Michael in Santa Rosa, go ahead. You're on the air. Good morning.
Well, good morning. Unions are a fine thing in principle. I belong to one myself. But private industry unions are one thing. Public employee unions can't possibly exist in a healthy, symbiotic relationship with government because government has no competitor. Therefore, the union has no competition either, and therefore no pressure on it to curb its appetites. Public employee unions ultimately become parasitical, and we can't afford that. It should not be possible for public employees to hold the people hostage, which is what they do.
Well, and that's what I made mention of the community where I live, where there's a representative town meeting. It isn't an open town meeting. And the people who are elected, I think about 64% of them work for the town. So what the heck do you think they're going to do when it comes to their own interests? They're going to vote to give themselves raises and protect themselves and all that other stuff. And it's time people wake up to that sort of thing. You hit the nail on the head. I hadn't thought about it that way. Unions, there are two kinds of unions, or two different, the fauna and the flora, if you will. We have the unions that work for, let's say General Motors is an example of that, versus the union members, these teachers' unions or the unions that represent the firefighters or the police or whatever. Yeah,
yeah, good point. They have no competition because the industry, in effect, that they work for isn't competitive in the first place. It's
right.
Governmental. It's not supposed to be competitive.
By definition. All right, sir, thanks. Here's another, Michael. This one's in Wilmington, North Carolina. Go ahead, sir. You're on the air now.
Yes, sir. I used to be a law enforcement officer in a different state, and the state granted unionization for law enforcement officers in that locale that I was in. So they held a vote. It was pretty close. Some didn't want union. A lot of them wanted to go to a law enforcement union. The law enforcement union eventually won out within that agency. They came down and said, now, you didn't have to join if you did not desire to be a member of the union. So a lot of us neglected to join. As a result, within approximately a month after the union gaining foothold within that agency, we all got letters advising that since we did not belong to that particular union, our legal defense fund rights, which most police officers belong to in regards to getting type of law.
Yeah, that's just wrong. I got it, sir. Thanks.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
As Twitter managed to create history in the Middle East, Twitter is following the status of Lara Logan as well, and that's what we're reporting on and discussing here. A few of your calls coming up in a moment. First, though, we listen to another review of this issue with host Dory Munson. Here speaking about an NYU professor who took to Twitter to criticize Lara Logan for supporting the war in Iraq.
There's this guy. His name is Nir Rosen. Nir Rosen is a professor at NYU, or a NYU fellow, who's extensively covered the Iraq war. He is an extreme left-wing professor. I know, that's redundant. For NYU. And he disagreed with the Iraq war. He also believes that Lara Logan, as a CBS correspondent, did not do enough to disagree with the Iraq war. So yesterday, Nir Rosen went on Twitter and joked about this woman being raped. His first post was, she was probably groped like thousands of other women, which is still wrong, but if it was worse than that, I'm sorry. And then he tweeted, my wife didn't dedicate her career to promoting America's wars. Then, Nir Rosen at NYU tweeted, Lara Logan had to outdo Anderson, meaning Anderson Cooper, who was roughed up by a crowd in Tahrir Square. Lara Logan had to outdo Anderson. And then he said, it would be humorous if Anderson, too, had been sexually assaulted. Yeah, that'd be really funny if other people had been raped, too, according to this professor. And again, all of this because he believes Lara Logan didn't do enough to protest the wars. Oh, he went on. Jesus, at a moment when she is going to become a martyr and glorified, we should at least remember her role as a major warmonger. And then Ah, F it. I apologize for being insensitive. It's always wrong. That's obvious. But I'm rolling my eyes at all the attention she'll get. And then shortly after that, and as a result of that, I hope people remember her role glorifying war and condemning Rolling Stones Hastings while defending McChrystal. So this is a professor, NYU fellow, who all he can think about when he heard that this woman had been raped, brutally sexually assaulted, all he could think about was his blind left-wing ideology. And, of course, you know, we've talked about this before. There are few people more hateful than left-wingers towards those with whom they disagree. I mean, Laura Logan wasn't a woman who had been raped. She was a warmonger. She was somebody who should be ridiculed. Oh, we'll joke about Anderson Cooper getting raped, too. That'd be funny.
All right. So this guy, Munson's kind of an idiot. The professor's kind of an idiot. The professor who criticizes Laura Logan for supporting the war as if that stance justified what happened to her in Egypt. But him talking about liberals like that, what, right-wing Republicans aren't guilty of the same thing? Come on, pal. All right, let's get a couple of calls in on this. Pat in Las Vegas listening to KNUU. Go ahead, please.
Okay, women need to be protected. We know that. But what nobody has mentioned so far, mob mentality. These people, these monsters, were in a mob. The woman knew what she was facing, as horrible as it is. She had the skills, she had the knowledge, she had the expertise, and I'm very sure she was told this. You know, this is a third world mentality where they have no respect, no regard for women. You're a woman. You're a beautiful blonde woman. You're taking a risk here. I don't think that they could have kept her from going. And I think this lady, as horrible as this was, I don't think they could have stopped her unless they said, no, you're absolutely not going. It was a horrible, horrible thing. You know, she went in there thinking it was going to be a lot better than it was. And very quickly, a mob can turn, and they did.
All right, Tabitha thinks Logan got attacked because it was obvious she was an American.
We keep saying blonde hair, blue-eyed, blonde hair, blue-eyed. I think the problem wasn't that she was blonde hair, blue-eyed. She obviously did not fit in physically because there were obviously other women present who were not attacked. So, therefore, it had to do with the fact that the fact that she was American, the fact that she was blonde hair, blue-eyed, those are secondary to the fact that she did not look like those who were there.
No, she did not. All right, so that controversy continues, and we'll be around to talk about it here on the Talk Radio.